justice gone, and all his shamming plots are done. The plague is ceased and gone away, then let us make a holy day. And to great Charles, our gracious king, in joyful consorts let us sing. To Amsterdam the traitors fled to save his false designing head. Thither the holy brethren crowd, a murine scatter all the proud, that to great Charles our gracious king in joyful consorts we may sing. At Hague they keep their rendezvous, like crows this carrion they pursue. Waller and Wilmore, all the crew, with Starkey Smith the chase pursue. Whilst to great Charles, our gracious king, we in a joyful consort sing. But now the wolf is gone astray, the harmless sheep may sport and play. When traitors dare not show their face, then honest men shall come in place, who to great Charles, our gracious king, will in a joyful consort sing. While Tony with his plots are fled, and never more to show their head, renowned Saunders to their grief is made of England justice chief, that lawyers may rejoice and sing in joyful consorts to their king. To Temple this and Templar's fame shall purchase an immortal name, that sovereign justice, right and law should from these crystal fountains flow. Let Templars then rejoice and sing in joyful consorts to their king. Brave Saunders, Lord Chief Justice named, for law and justice so much famed, to the subjects his due rights will give, to the king his just prerogative. Then to great Charles, our gracious king, in joyful consorts let us sing. No more shall Shrive's weak juries blind, and loyalists shall justice find, nor ignoramus law prevail, a curse oth nation to entail. But to great Charles, our gracious king, all shall in joyful consort sing. With me let all the land rejoice that he has made this happy choice, that justice through the land may flow, and all find justice with their law, while to great Charles, our gracious king, we may in a joyful consort sing. Long live great Charles and royal James, of future age the happy Thames, to sit upon the British throne when Tony and his tribe are gone. Then to great Charles, our gracious king, in joyful consorts let us sing.